Okay, it's time for brunch. Gaynor?
Hello.
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 Well, don't just say hello. What are you going to make?
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, so today we're going to be doing cheese puffs with bacon.
Cheese and bacon puffs.
That's the ones, yeah. I told you that, didn't I?
Yeah,
and I got it wrong, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, yeah. So how do we go about doing cheese and bacon puffs then?
Right, they are the easiest thing in the world to make, and you'll go to the baker's and get them, and they'll be expensive. But they're not.
They're not.
No. So you need I'm using ready rolled out puff pastry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one sheet. If you get a box, there's usually two in a box. So this will make eight. Okay.
Okay.
So what you do is slightly roll out to make it a bit longer your defrosted pastry.
Yeah.
Cut it into four. And then you get some bacon that you have just grilled, or you've just got Wendy to grill for you.
Yeah.
And then you lay that right in the middle, diagonally.
Yeah.
So
you've got four, like, rectangles
yeah.
out of your puff pastry.
Yeah.
What you've rolled out.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then you lay your piece of bacon. Back's best. It's nice and meaty.
What's best?
Back bacon.
Back bacon, right.
But also, like with everything that we do, you can do it with ham. You can do it with cheddar cheese, mozzarella cheese, goat's cheese. You could actually line the pastry square with pesto.
Right.
Make it all Italian.
So you could have a vegetarian version of it.
You can have a vegetarian version of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do now is put a sprinkling of cheddar cheese right the way along the length of the bacon.
That's quite moderate of you, because normally it's loads of cheese, isn't it?
That's because it's not enough been grated, to be fair. You know me. If I can get someone else to do it, I will. beat an egg and do the opposite corners.
Right, so you've got your bacon and cheese is diagonal.
Yeah, and the other diagonal corners, put some egg wash on.
Right.
And actually, I'm going to put some tomato in as well while I think about it, because that's always nice, a bit of tomato.
Oh, I agree with that.
And these are straight out. I've literally just been picked off of our allotment tomato plants.
Yeah, we got a good crop this year, did you?
We did, but now we've got hundreds and hundreds of green ones.
Oh, right.
And they're not reddening up, and apparently that's because it got too hot too quick.
Right.
And one of the, I was going to say chromosomes, but it's not a chromosome, it's a something zone.
Right.
As enzyme. It's an enzyme produced too quickly, so that's why a lot of people are having green tomatoes.
All right.
But that's okay, because with the green tomatoes, you can make tomato chutney, which is absolutely gorgeous. Which, as we've just been out there now looking at how many we've got, we've decided in the second week of September we are going to make jars of green tomato chutney.
Lovely.
Yeah. So, right, so I've put some tomato on on the top, just a small cherry tomatoes cut in half.
Yeah.
Then you bring your two egg-washed corners over, squeeze them together, and if they don't stick, just fold them over slightly. So you just make, like, I don't know what shape you'd call that. It's kind of a rectangular, diamondy. It's kind of diamondy.
It is. It's like, I don't know. Is it a parallelogram?
I wouldn't know a parallelogram if it jumped up and bit me on the bottom. And then you put your little parcels. We call them little parcels.
Your funny shaped parcels.
Yeah. So basically, you've got your pastry and your bacon, your cheese and your tomato or whatever for filling is wrapped in a blanket.
Isn't that nice?
And then you just egg wash the top.
Yeah, lots of it.
Lots of it, because it makes it nice and shiny.
Yeah.
And then you pop that in a preheated oven, 220, about number 8 gas.
Yeah.
And then you leave that for about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Till it's puffy.
Okay.
I'm just seeing if the ones I've just put in are anywhere near puffy.
It's going in now.
Yeah, they're not quite ready, so you might have to wait a bit longer for those.
So that's what, 15 minutes?
15 minutes in a hot oven, and they just pop. But keep an eye on them so they're nice and golden. You don't want them burnt.
Okay.
But that is how easy it is. So out of one of those packets, so that's about £1.50-ish. And then, so you've got 8 rashers of bacon, or ham, or whatever you want to go in. So you've got 8 bacon puffs or wraps for about £3-4.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Mm. Yeah. And that is a pretty good brunch, isn't it?
Yeah, because you can actually just have that as it is for brunch.
You could.
Or you could have it as a meal with chips and salad.
Yes.
Or
chips and not salad.
And beans.
Or salad and not chips.
And salad and not chips.
Yeah.
Yes, we could do all of that. Or you could just be sitting there and have it cold for a picnic, take it away with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because once they're cooked, they can, and they're nice and crunchy.
You can keep them in the fridge for, what, a couple of days?
3.
3 days.
Really. They might go soggy in the fridge.
Could you freeze them?
Not once they've cooked.
No.
Because you've got... No, not really.
No.
Because it's twice cooked bacon. Well, it's not really twice cooked bacon. It's cooked and then put straight in the pastry, yeah. But... You have to be careful.
So it's worth remembering that the bacon that you put in here has got to have already been cooked.
Yes, it has to be cooked first. Yeah. Otherwise, yeah. You'll get all the fat coming through. The pastry will go completely soggy.
Yeah.
So have your pastry ready, cook your bacon, and then go bacon, cheese, tomato, wrap in the oven.
Sorted.
Very quick.
No.
Very
and easy. The Great British Bake Off is coming up soon.
Yeah,
have you applied
to
go on?
No, not this year. We have done it before. Well, not the Bake Off. I thought you meant the Macmillan one.
No,
that Bake
one
Off.
On the telly.
No.
You should go on that game.
No.
Eh? Why not?
Because you've got to be a good cooker. A good cooker.
but you are a good cooker. You teach it.
Yeah, but...
I can't be
doing with all those fiddly bits and sugar hand gestures. Sugar... thingies and twirls and...
But just think you could be a celebrity if you win it.
I'm rubbish. I'm a celebrity anyway.
Because
we've got this little radio thing going on.
Yeah,
nobody knows we're celebrities.
No. Well, we don't brag about it,
do
we?
No, but we actually are.
We are.
One day that it will go noticed.
Yeah.
At the moment it's a bit unnoticed.
But we'll be on the telly.
But we're celebrities in our own lunchtime. See, if it was the other... I could have gone late lunchtime.
Yeah.
Now I've got to go...
Brunch time. Yeah.
Okay, we're celebrities in our own brunch time.
Yeah, we are. That's a nice thought.
Yeah.
And speaking of cooking, though, you're running the cafe here, Isabel Community Cafe.
Yes.
And you were chatting to me before we started about some new little things that you're going to do.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us?
We're going to start doing nachos with the cheese and the jalapenos
like
and that, so that... Sort of like you get a nice serving and it goes in the oven and it comes out all hot.
You know, like that.
You get at the pictures, but
yeah.
It's really dear.
Can we have that next week?
Yeah, if you're good.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, and because it's so easy.
Yeah.
I did it for Abby's birthday yesterday, because it was my daughter's birthday. So
yeah.
We had nachos and watched The Greatest Showman.
Happy birthday, Abby.
Yeah, bless her. 26. That makes me feel really old. But yeah, so we're doing that. We're going to go back to the old special. Right, too many words coming out of my mouth at the same time. Slow down.
Okay.
There has been a programme on the television called Back in Time for Tea.
Yes.
Have you watched it?
Yeah, I've seen a few.
There were an awful lot of things on there that I used to cook. Not the horrible things, not the tripe.
No.
But it reminded me of the bacon and onion wrapped in a cabbage leaf in suet pastry. Liver and onions done like that is really, really amazing. Good flavours, good old-fashioned, cheap cooking.
Yeah.
So we're going to start doing a bit more of that kind of stuff. Talking about that programme, how freaky is it that it's about a history programme and you're not dead? Today we're doing the 80s and the 90s. Do you know what I mean?
Know. It is a bit scary.
Yeah, and then we've got Nigel sitting there watching him talking about the miners' strike. Well, no, that was they've not. What about that? What about youth opportunity schemes?
Yeah.
And they're not mentioning any of that. And I'm going, Nigel, but it's basically cookery. It's about basically food. But if they're going to use history, they need to get it right.
Yeah, true.
So yeah.
So a bit of heritage cookery.
Yeah.
At the Isabel Community.
Yeah.
What starting next week?
We're going to start bits and pieces through the next week, but then I'm off for a week, first week in September, so it'll be second week in September we'll go banging at it.
Oh, that's really good. That's a good idea. I'd definitely come in for that.
And I've got me, what's her name, Margaret Patton, the old war cook.
Is she related to General Patton?
No, but Margaret Patton used to do, all using dried egg and stuff, powdered egg.
Mrs. Beaton?
No, that's a bit before. I'm talking about war. Oh. So I'm thinking...
She was the eggs.
I'm thinking, right, I'm gonna really going to hide under the table here because there are possibly going to be some food shortages coming up.
Really?
Yeah. So, and it's gonna all going to... Prices are going to go up. Crops are bad. Weather's all a bit wrong. True, and it's not just us, it's worldwide.
Yeah.
Imports are getting expensive. Yeah. Food will go up. Two tips. One, get yourself in a load of tins while it's cheap.
Yes.
And stock your cupboard up.
Okay.
Always be prepared. And two, let's have a look at the pre-war recipes when they were rationed.
Yeah.
Because you could get some really good stuff and do it cheap.
That is great advice.
So I might show you some of those things.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Like mock duck. I've done mock duck before.
Mock duck.
Mock duck. It's basically a roast that they used to have in the war. Made, it looks like a duck. Comes out of the oven and it's all looks like a roast duck. It's actually sausage meat moulded in the shape of a duck.
The mind boggles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mock duck.
Mock duck.
Okay. I can't say it without my northern accent, but mock duck.
Mock duck duck. Yeah. So those are all things for thinking about.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And we'll get you on Great British Bake Off one day.
No, you won't.
Oh.
You won't because I'm not clever enough.
Okay. Well, we just have to wait until we're spotted for the TV, won't
and
we?
And you've got to look good. That's why radio's,
what can I say?
Radio's good for me because nobody can see my face.
Oh, Gaynor, you've got a lovely face.
Thank you, Kevin. You're right. Such a flatterer.
Shall we go now?
Yeah. Right. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Let there be cuckoos, a lark and a dove. But first of all, please let there be love. 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 Let there be love.